just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Mitch Albom really needs no introduction to this audience. He's a fixture here in Detroit with his own radio program on 760 WJR from 5 to 7 every afternoon, and of course his sports column on, or I should say, in the Detroit Free Press. The best-selling author of Tuesdays with Maury and now Have a Little Faith. That book came out last year, and it now is being made into a full-length feature made-for-television film that will premiere on ABC Television Network this coming Sunday night, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, at 9 o'clock on ABC Television, Channel 7 here locally. This made-for-TV movie stars Lawrence Fishburne and Martin Landau and Bradley Whitford, who you might remember from The West Wing. Here is the audio of the trailer. I hope it translates well on radio. Again, the movie premieres Sunday night, 9 o'clock p.m. on Channel 7 here locally. Here's the trailer.
This is a story of two men of God. Henry Covington, he took a roundabout route to his calling. The other is Albert Lewis. He took a more traditional path. It all started with a question.
Will you do my eulogy?
What?
It's what they say when someone...
No, I know what...
I was a sports writer. I'd never done anything like what he was asking.
You're not even religious.
Well, I used to be. When I was a kid, I'd go to synagogue every Saturday.
Today's Saturday.
And I am covering a baseball game. My search for a eulogy meant many trips back and forth to see Albert Lewis.
Hello, Mitchell. Well, hello. What?
Your vest.
You like? Army Navy store.
You do that every morning?
What about you? What's your morning ritual?
This and Sports Center.
You could squeeze a little prayer in during commercials.
We don't have kids. We don't belong anywhere.
But you don't do for kids. You could do for others.
I was wondering if you or if this place needed some assistance.
I ought to tell you something. I'm an ex-con, okay? I did some time for manslaughter.
Were you guilty?
Not of that, but plenty of other stuff. Armed robbery, assault, sold all kinds of drugs.
At what point are you disqualified from the pulpit?
I appreciate your offer, but maybe you should check us out first.
I've never really been to a Sunday church service before.
It's probably not that much different from a synagogue.
You ever been in a synagogue?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
We were robbing it.
This guy in Detroit, he runs a homeless shelter out of his church. There's this giant hole in his roof. This guy has done some very bad things.
I've seen people change. It can be inspiring.
It's not about having the answers in life. It's about the search for the answers that makes the journey of faith so worthwhile.
If our religion is so special, how can you be supportive of others?
Did God make trees?
Yeah.
Well, okay, why trees? That's... Why not a tree? Maybe faith is the same. Many trees, the branches all going to him.
Mitch Albom, welcome back to the Paul Edwards Program.
Hi, Paul.
Mitch, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Great.
A lot of people might not know that Mitch Albom wasn't born and raised here. I mean, you're a fixture here. You've been here for over 25 years, and you're a fixture here. But with all of the negative media attention that Detroit gets nationally, why does Mitch Albom still consider Detroit home?
Well, I'm very proud of this city. I've lived here longer than I've lived any place else. I got married here, you know. I bought my first house here. I grew up here career-wise, and I see a Detroit that maybe the rest of the country doesn't. I see a place that where the people are good and kind and hardworking and family-oriented, where they take things on the chin and just keep going, where they're not egotistical, where they're if anything, we have a little bit of an inferiority complex, but we shouldn't. We're as good as any other place, and I think too many people are just too quick to think one thing about a person or one thing about a place, and often when it comes to Detroit, they just think, bottom of the barrel or has been or, you know, it's past its prime, and I take offense to that, and I guess, you know, I'm my pride in living here and my pride of the people that I live with manifests itself in a lot of the stuff that I do, and certainly in this movie where I insisted that they shoot it here, and I was rolling a big dice on that because they could have said no, But when they called and said they wanted to make a movie of the book, they asked me to come to L.A., as is normally the process. And I said, I would rather not come to L.A. I'd rather, if you don't mind, if you came to Detroit and meet me in the church. And they did, to my surprise, and we sat in the front pew of the church and we had our little business meeting, if that's what you want to call it. And by the end of the meeting, they had agreed to film the whole thing here in Detroit and film the whole thing at the church. And, you know, I was very proud of that because I was able to show them what's special about our community and this particular church. And I think if more people just came here and saw us and got to know us and didn't just talk about us from afar, they'd have the same experience.
The decision, Mitch, to shoot a movie based on your book, did that come, this meeting that you talk about, did it come before or after the sudden and untimely death of Henry Covington?
It came after, a couple months after, unfortunately. I had wished that Henry had been alive to see them make a film. Unfortunately, he passed away last December, and I think it was in January or February that they contacted me.
How did you come to be familiar with Henry Covington and Pilgrim Church? I know, and everybody that's listening to us, Mitch, knows how deeply involved you are in your own charities here in Detroit. How did you get connected to Pilgrim Church and Henry Covington?
Well, I started a charity called Say Detroit in 2006 after the Super Bowl, when I had heard about what we were doing to the homeless people here during the Super Bowl, kind of scooping them off the street and shoving them into, you know, homeless shelters and calling it a Super Bowl party. But really, we were just getting them off the street so they wouldn't bother people. And then on Monday morning after the Super Bowl, everybody was kicked back out into the street. So I started this little charity, and it grew and it grew. And eventually, the role of Say Detroit became to sort of fund any and all homeless shelters in the city if they needed help. And somebody told me about this one in the I Am My Brother's Keeper Ministry Church, which is kind of unusual because most shelters are just shelters. And yet this was, they actually slept on the floor of the gym at the church. And so I went to the church to see what it was about, and I asked if I could meet the pastor, and they said, yeah, hang on, you know, we'll go get him. And out comes this 400-plus-pound guy wearing a white T-shirt and sweating, and he's carrying a box, and I just thought he was the maintenance man. And then he held out his hand, and he said, hi, I'm Henry Covington, I'm the pastor. And within 5 minutes, he was telling me how he'd been a crook and a thief and a drug addict, and he'd been incarcerated and all that, then he said, so are you rethinking your offer to help? And I said, no, I'm just trying to wonder, at what point do you get disqualified from the pulpit? You know, like, there's some minimum test score you have to achieve or something. And, you know, we just kind of laughed about it. And I was so intrigued by him that I just kind of started to get to know him better and started observing what was going on. And the homeless program is really quite a long-term and inspiring thing. And it was from that point that we got involved with one another and everything else happened forward.
We're talking with Mitch Albom here on the Paul Edwards Program. Mitch, of course, is the host of the Mitch Albom Show on 760 WJR from 5 to 7 every afternoon. And you read his column, obviously, and he's got his best-selling book, no surprise here, going to be made into a Hallmark movie, going to air on the ABC television network this coming Sunday night, November 27th. So here's a great holiday movie for your holiday weekend, 9 o'clock on Channel 7 locally here in Detroit, across the nation on the ABC television network. When you think about the need here in Detroit, I mean, you've got so many charities, Mitch, that you're involved in. Is it overwhelming for someone like you who has a heart for the city and wants to help? I mean, is it like the boy on the beach throwing one starfish at a time back in? Does it just seem endless to you?
Well, I suppose there are times like that, but I don't despair in that. I just try to find more time in the day to do it. In this past, I just feel we have to. I mean, I feel I have to. I shouldn't say we. It's not my place to tell anybody else what to do. But I just feel I have to. First of all, I've been given so much, more than any one person has the right to have happen in his life. And this city has been so good to me and so embracing to me. And how can you just walk around here when you see something going on and not help? And And when you see homeless people in the streets, so you have to help. When you see that we have all these abandoned houses, and yet we have a homeless problem, you know, how can that happen? So we started this charity this year called Working Homes, Working Families, where we match empty houses with families that are trying to make it but don't have any place to live. And that's just like, you know, lemons to lemonade to me. And the only thing I worry about, to be honest, is that, you know, I don't have that great a reach. I mean, I write for the paper, or I broadcast. You're kind enough to mention those things, but I'm afraid that I keep hitting the same people up for the, you know, to help out all the time, and I worry about wearing them out. You know, I feel sometimes like you said, you're throwing starfish. I feel like the guy was going, now we have another need here in the city, and now we have another need, and I can hear them going, gosh, how many more charities? You know, how many more of these things do we have to give to? And I worry more for them wearing out than me. I have tons of energy for this. I think it's the most important thing that I do, and plan on doing more of it and less of the other things as I get older. I just hope I'm not wearing everybody else out.
You're talking to a largely evangelical Christian audience here, Mitch, and the question that my audience is going to have for you is, when you talk about faith, and you know the title of your book and your movie that's coming out this weekend, Have a Little Faith, what is faith to you, and what role does faith play in your own life?
Well, I'm married to an evangelical Christian, so I'm pretty familiar with the genre. And, you know, for me, I had wandered away from faith. You know, I had become kind of not atheistic. I mean, I always believed in God, but I just not practicing, just apathetic, until the rabbi in this story from my old childhood town asked me to do his eulogy. And kind of drew me back in, because, you know, how are you going to do a eulogy for the guy who does eulogies? You know, I needed to get to know him as a man. And what I saw in him and what I saw in Henry Covington was something I don't think I'd ever seen until those points, which is how faith is a day-to-day thing. It's not a show up on Saturday morning or a Sunday morning and just put in your time thing. It's how you choose to live your life, what the principles you live by, you know, how often you have a relationship with God during the course of the day, and speak to God and compliment God, and not just ask God for things, but also thank God for things. And prayer has become a much bigger part of my life ever since. All day long prayer and all day long conversations with God and all day long asking for guidance type of thing. And I don't think I ever realized that before all this, that I really thought it was a ritual. You know, it's more like, you know, punching in and punching out. And faith to me is really an absolute wake up in the morning till the end of the day kind of thing. And sometimes it's right in the front of your mind, and sometimes it's behind the things that you do. But it should infuse you. And whatever faith you practice, I do think that they are more similar than different. And I think if we focus on the parts of faith that say we believe in something bigger than ourselves, we believe in taking care of the least of us, you know, the people who need the help the most. We believe in holding our families and those we cherish close and not hurting people, that we can find similarities even with people who don't go to the same church as us or synagogue as us or don't look the same as us. And if we celebrate each other, we are practicing faith and we are doing what God wants us to do.
Mitch Albom's best-selling book, Have a Little Faith, is coming to television this coming Sunday night at 9 o'clock on the ABC television network all across the country and locally here in Detroit on Channel 7. And, of course, you can tune into Mitch Albom on 760 WJR. And I hope you know that I'm feeding my audience to you. We're on at the same time here. But
I sincerely doubt they're going to switch programs. This is much better than mine. But thank you for mentioning it.
Well, it's been an honor, Mitch, once again to chat with you. You can learn about Mitch at MitchAlbum.com. And, Mitch, I look forward to running into you on the streets of Detroit sometime and talking to you again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mitch Albom's best-selling book, Have a Little Faith, coming to television this coming Sunday night, November 27th at 9 o'clock on the ABC television network. It'll air on Channel 7 locally again at 9 o'clock. It'll be a great way to finish up your Thanksgiving holiday weekend this coming Sunday night. And again, you can learn all about Mitch Albom at MitchAlbum.com.